Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's hims.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. Why aren't you virtue signaling? It's become kind of a reactionary refrain popular on social media and internet comment sections. We see someone talking about a social cause. We hear someone concerned about something going on in the world. We watch someone trying to do some good and we pounce. Virtue signaling. We spit the words out like venom. We type them out on our keyboards with a little extra force. We shout them at their perpetrators as if it means something. Now, of course, virtue signaling does exist. It's true. In violation of the core Stoic practice of showing rather than telling, some people would rather talk about what a good man is like instead of, you know, being one. Yet in a world filled with so much injustice and blatant shamelessness, this also seems like a rather silly thing to be upset about. Because isn't the one thing worse than virtue signaling the outright rejection of virtue altogether? Now, certainly Seneca could be accused of virtue signaling. He was a public figure and an admired Stoic who wrote beautiful philosophical essays, but whose conduct often fell short of the principles explored in those very essays. Seneca was ambitious. He liked worldly things. He made pragmatic compromises. But again, isn't this better than the alternative? Isn't pragmatism preferable to pure evil? Does anyone really prefer Nero's approach? Virtue signaling, we might say, is necessary but not sufficient for the virtuous life. We begin with a commitment to virtue, an earnest commitment to doing the right thing, to serving the common good, to philosophical ideals. Will we always be consistent with it? Always live up to our own standards? We can try, but almost certainly we will fall short. We also have to understand that this is true for others. Virtue is hard. Stoicism is a tough prescription. Getting our heart in the right place is a good first step. And then with time, with practice, hopefully we get better at it. Judging other people for falling short, for talking more than acting, then dismissing virtue altogether as a result, equating it with phoniness or naivete because apparently signaling about virtue is worse than doing nothing at all. What does that accomplish? So send your virtue signals. Just make sure you're actually backing them up and leave others to their own struggle to do the same. Or better yet, help them back it up rather than backing them into a corner for daring to wish out loud for a better world. Not good nor bad. Shout out to my wife, Samantha. It is her birthday today. I'm recording this in advance. It's not technically today. Who knows what we'll be doing? I'm probably going to take the day off, spend some time together. But in the meantime, I'll give you the entry. There is no evil in things changing, just as there is no good in persisting in a new state.
Marcus Aurelius's 442.
And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. Now, what I wanted to do there, just because I sometimes find value in checking the other translations, let's look at what Gregory Hayes has to say today. There is nothing bad in undergoing change. This is from the Gregory Hayes translation, or good in emerging from it. So what does that mean exactly? When people say change is good, they're usually trying to reassure someone or themselves, because instinctively we view change as bad, or at least we're suspicious of it. But the Stoics want you to do away with those labels altogether. Change isn't good. Status quo isn't bad. They just are. They just are. Remember, events are objective. It's only our opinion that says something is good or bad, and thus worth fighting against or fighting for. A better attitude to decide to make the most of everything, but to do that, you must first cease fighting. And I think I put this together. I was giving a talk in some industry. It was oil and gas maybe several years ago, and that industry was particularly struggling or going through a hard time, and they wanted me to talk about that. And I said, is this a great time to be in your industry or a bad time? Is it a terrible time to be in this space or a wonderful time? And I said, you know what? Doesn't fucking matter, because you're in it right now, right? These opinions, is it a bear market? Is it a bull market? Are we in the decline of America? Is it the collapse of the world order, right? We speculate about these things. We want to put labels on them. We want to place them somewhere in a story as if it matters, as if it changes what is in fact happening. It's not things that upset us, Epictetus says, but our judgment about things. So why don't we try to step back and just not label them at all? Remember, Marcus Aurelius also says, we always have the power to have no opinion, to think nothing at all, to just simply let it be and get to work either accepting it, coming to terms with it, or working on changing it. I don't want you to think that by not labeling things, we become apathetic. In fact, Saul Alinsky, who I love, and if you just got triggered by that name, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Saul Alinsky says that an organizer, an agent of change, has to accept the world as it is for what it is if they wish to change it, right? So this idea of acceptance, not seeing it as evil, but also not seeing it as permanent, not seeing it as ordained, not seeing it as malicious, just seeing it as what it is, then allows you to allocate those resources towards what is in your control. When Marcus Aurelius says, why should we be angry at the world as if the world would notice? I think he's saying, the world doesn't care what labels you put on it. The market doesn't care that we call this a bear market and this a bull market. Doesn't know what any of those things is, what any of those things are. It is not sentient. The labels don't matter, right? The names are nothing. They don't affect what it is. What we do, how we respond, how we integrate it, the changes we make because of it, now that has some impact. So there is no evil in things changing, just as there is no good in persisting in a new state. Change isn't bad. It isn't to be afraid of. It's also not good. It just is. Change is a fact of life. We must accept it. We must anticipate it. We must utilize it, because that's all that we control. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey,
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.